May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want to read a couple of verses to you. This is when Jesus is walking on the water and the disciples are out in the middle of the lake and there's a really big storm. And in the darkness, they see someone walking on the water and they get scared and they think it's a ghost. And verse 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were frightened, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, I am. Do not be afraid." I wrote a devotional this morning, so I want to talk about this today, and that's just about faith. I think sometimes we make faith really complicated. And especially there's so much taught about faith, and there seems to be formulas of faith and things you got to memorize about faith. It just becomes really, really difficult. And the truth is that both in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, we're told that the just people, the people of God, live by faith. And the scripture refers to us as sheep. If you've heard me say this before, that it means we're not spiritual rocket scientists. Sheep are very simple. And so the Lord wouldn't hold out a carrot and say, live by faith, but faith is really hard to figure out. It's really difficult. Only a few deluxe models get it. You got to memorize a bunch of stuff. It can't be that difficult. In Hebrews chapter 11, this great chapter on faith, it says this. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things that you haven't seen with a natural eye. For by it the men of old were pleasing to God. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of the Lord, so that what is seen is not made out of what is visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. The devotion I wrote today, I talked about how people use the phrase blind faith a lot, but the truth is, for Christians, there's nothing blind about faith. As a matter of fact, that verse 1 says, faith is substance. Now, it's not that faith doesn't make anything real. Faith is based on the fact that I've seen something that is already real, that's substance, and the consequence of that is faith. Faith is built on substance. It has a foundation. We know that Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. And so we've all walked that out in our lives in a situation or circumstance. God speaks a specific word to us, and it gives birth to faith for that particular place. And that's really good. That's important, but there's something more foundational than that. And that's what he says in verse 1 and what he says in verse 6, to where I don't always have to get a specific word for a specific situation. There's a foundational truth on which faith rests. There's a substance on which faith rests. And on that substance, I can walk out of any situation. Now, if I get more specifics from God about that particular circumstance or situation, yay. But these verses are enough. And the verse says again this. There are two elements to faith. And the language there, he who comes to God, that's a present tense. That means it's just your way of life. You're constantly coming to God. There's this dependency with him. There's this invisible praying without ceasing. You're just in constant communication as a dependent one. He who comes to God, there's two things. You must believe that he is, and you must believe that he is a rewarder. Those are the two things. And if you get that, And if you understand that, that's enough to walk in faith in every situation that you have. Again, if you get some specifics, that's good. But I don't know about you. The blind part for me isn't that there's not something to believe in. God just didn't always give me the details. And I don't know about you. I would rather him give me all the details. But that's flesh, you see, because my flesh thinks if he'd tell me all the details, I wouldn't need to be afraid. What I don't like is not being in control. And to not have all the details, I think, will make me not nearly as afraid because I feel like I'm in more control. But here's the problem. The truth is, in times when he did give in and told me the details, it freaked me out a lot more than before I knew the details. So here's enough for faith. Faith believes that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who seek him. Now, if you've been around CTK, you've heard me explain that first part before. The phrase he is third person. Second person is you are. First person is I am. When Jesus was walking on the water and they were scared, Jesus said, I am. Don't be afraid. That's the number one title for who God is. And it covers a lot of territory, and we could just spend months and forever, and we will forever, talk about that. But just in general, think about it when you say, I am. When Jesus says, I am, in every situation, I'm standing in every situation, and I am. Even if I didn't cause the situation, I'm standing there saying, I am, which means, one, I'm present. I am means I'm available. I am means that I'm willing, and I am means that I'm bigger than this situation. I'm the I am here, not this, not that, I am. I'm the reality here you need to deal with, not that, not this. I'm present, I'm available, I'm big enough, and I'm willing, and I am in control, not the situation and not you. That at least covers some of the important parts of the I am, right? And so in what faith looks like is that in every situation, if Jesus, the one who says he comes to him, believes that he is, if he's standing in every circumstance without giving me all the details, and he simply says, I am, my response should be what? Yes, you are. Yes, all the promises of God are yes, it says in 1 Corinthians, and amen. The amen's my part. All the promises of God, he's standing there going, yes, and I'm going, amen. That's faith. Faith is a response to something. It doesn't make something so. It's a response to something that's substance. And whatever you're in, whatever you're facing, even if it's a temptation, he's there going, I am. Yes, you are. And then the second thing he says is that faith believes that he is a rewarder. You see, I don't just believe that he is. Yes, you are. I believe that having come to you, you're going to spring into action and leave a blessing when you're done. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't have a clue how it's all going to work out, but I do know this. You're going to reward my coming to you. You're going to take this matter because I've come to you and I've restfully declared that you are the I am. And in light of that, I believe that you're a rewarder. See, that's part of faith. Believing he's going to reward. Believing he's going to spring into action. Quit trying to figure out what it's going to look like. I understand that. I've made an art form out of that. I just know that he is and he's going to act. And the one who's going to act is the Lord of Lords, and he's in control, and he's more than big enough. Okay? It's a good simple word for sheep, don't you think? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.